challenges in agriculture are not new, but we've seen some huge challenges that farmers are facing right now. American Farm Bureau had a webcast that allowed them to put three farmers out in front of the media to talk about what they are encountering right now. James Alderman is one of those farmers. He's a vegetable farmer from South Florida, has about 1,200 acres, mostly organic, some conventional. And he talked about one of his crops, one of his vegetables that is in season right now that he simply can't afford to pick.
There's some similarities between squash and milking cows, milk cow. That squash, we're having 85-degree temperatures, and it has to be picked every day. If it doesn't get picked, it gets too big and you can't sell it. Well, the market today is about $4 and change for bucks, half bushel bucks of yellow squash or zucchini squash. That is way below our cost of picking and packing. There are growers in Homestead that are picking their squash, dumping it. There's no sense in packing it because there's no sale for it. So they're cutting the squash every day and throwing it on the ground, hoping that the market will turn around and they'll be able to sell their product. But it looks a little bleak in that arena. There's just no market for a lot of this produce that traditionally goes to food service industry. So we're down quite a bit, and the prices reflect that also. I'm trying to think of remedies for this situation. And one thing that would help us is some protection from produce coming in from Mexico and allow the Florida farmers or the U.S. farmers to be able to produce product, pack it, and sell it. If we don't take care of these farmers, and some of these farmers have gone out of business since NAFTA was enacted, getting production back in this country, I think, is vital to the security of our country. Well, we might be looking at getting all our produce from third world countries, be in the same shape we are with medical supplies, depending on China and other countries for those. We're a bit dependent on Mexico. Another example is Honduras and Guatemala, Mexico are shipping cucumbers in, and it's our season for cucumbers, and these growers can't sell it. It's similar to, I heard this morning that a dairy farmer over in Okeechobee is dumping his milk in the pastures because he can't sell it. I started farming on my own in 1979. I've gone through freezes and floods and everything you can imagine, hurricanes, and this is something that nobody has ever seen. And it's hard to have a crop out there that you can't sell. It just there's just no market for it.
Also on the teleconference for Farm Bureau was Peter Bacon, who is a beef producer, a fourth-generation farmer from southwest Minnesota. He says he's lost a tremendous amount of money because of the cattle market, and it's put him in a place it may be difficult for the next generation to be able to hang on to the farm.
This is a management nightmare, trying to do the best that you can, and through no control of your own, are you looking at, you know, the potential to recover from a $1 million loss. Puts you in a situation where maybe the fifth generation can't come back to the farm and farm. So, and I think a lot of people are probably in similar situation. And as we as a country try to keep the youth going and being interested in agriculture, you have to take advantage of the opportunities that you have and those before us have established. It gets to be a big pothole that you have to try and deal with.
Bacon lives in an area that he can actually access DDGs for his cattle operation. He says that is in a very precarious situation as well.
I'm fortunate enough at this point that the ethanol plant that I get my, what I'm feeding is called modified dried distillers. It has some of the syrup from the process applied back to the dried distillers grains, and it's about 25% of my ration, so I rely quite heavily on the amount of this modified distillers product that I get. Several plants in my area, namely the town, my hometown, has shut down completely because there's no money in doing what they're doing. The plant that I get my feed from has not shut down. They're still operating at not maximum capacity, but they're still going to the point where I get feed. Am I concerned about being shut off at some point? Yes, I am. We've already gone to an allotment amount, so we're being rationed, if you will, just because the ethanol production is down so much, the output of dried distillers is down significantly that Veronica had referred to. So that's where my situation is. Prices haven't gone up, but availability is a big concern.
Cattle producer Peter Bacon from southwestern Minnesota talking about his experiences with ethanol right now, the byproduct DDGs in jeopardy of maybe going away if the ethanol industry suffers a whole lot more downside in the days to come in the biofuel wars. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.